Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, July 10th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of local and regional news just for you. So, whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Teen Trailblazer turns childhood idea into life-changing program for thousands of NJ kids. At just 8 years old, Chloe Worthy founded Club Cool Kids, a youth-powered program that has impacted over 3,000 children in Burlington County. Chloe's vision for a space where kids could have fun, make friends, and explore new things led to science experiments, culinary workshops, and more. With the support of her parents, U.S. Army veterans, and co-founders of All Things Are Possible Foundation, Chloe's leadership skills blossomed. As she heads to West Point, Chloe sees potential for Club Cool Kids chapters nationwide, emphasizing the importance of youth voices in leadership. ATAP continues to empower youth, with Chloe as a shining example of the impact young leaders can make. State Roundup: Labor Secti raises concern over jobless trust fund. Just as it got started, Transportation Project Group is disbanded. Maryland's Labor Secretary Portia Wu has raised concerns over the solvency of the state's unemployment insurance trust fund, which could face issues with potential federal employee layoffs or a recession. Meanwhile, the Commission on Transportation Revenue and Infrastructure Needs, tasked with long-term transportation planning, was disbanded after just a few meetings. Lobbyists poured $58 million into messaging in Annapolis, marking an increase from previous years. Maryland State Parks are seeing a surge in visitors, prompting improvements and changes in park operations. With the recent federal budget cuts, Maryland is reassessing the use of settlement funds for addiction and mental health services. Governor Wes Moore has announced $50 million in grants to reduce vacant properties in Baltimore City. BGE is investing in infrastructure for Kevin Plank's Under Armour campus, potentially leading to higher rates. The Woodlawn community is advocating for representation in redistricting discussions, emphasizing the need for resources in their area. Maryland summer camps are reassuring parents about safety protocols following the deadly Texas flooding.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.